This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. I'm someone who bakes when they procrastinate. Brownies, cookies, pies, you name it, I've probably stress-baked it while avoiding research papers or sending emails. So, I love games that let me indulge my inner culinarian. I spent more time cooking in Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom and Animal Crossing, New Horizons than I did anything else, and that's saying something. And like a good meal, Monster Menu, the Scavenger's Cookbook really hit the spot in this regard. Trapped in a strange dungeon, you're tasked with clawing your way out floor by monster-infested floor. Luckily, you have a book of recipes to help you create dishes to keep your spirits high and maybe give you some helpful ability boosts. Will you be able to get out? Or will you be stuck wandering this dungeon eating dirt poor meals forever? On the surface, this is a pretty standard dungeon crawler. You'll have a choice between 8 default characters that you get to customize to fit your preference. You'll choose from 10 classes to play as, ranging from jobless, the worst stats you've ever seen, to swordsman, the most balanced and beautiful of stats. In my humble opinion, each run, you'll start at your base camp where you can cook and eat meals, craft supplies, and change your clothes and weapons. Then, once you're good and ready, you'll venture into the dungeon. The dungeon consists of a number of floors, each getting progressively harder as you move up. The floors are laid out in a really simple way. You can make it to the stairs to the next level without a single interaction with a monster, if you want to, just by jumping on the raised platforms. If you don't want to do that, though, you'll come in contact with monsters that look adorable, but pack a mean punch the further into the game you get. Upon killing them, you can loot them for meat and other items. You can also find a number of items throughout the floors by looting treasure chests and searching plants, crates, and various remains. Be careful, though, certain items will go rotten if not used. After your first run, you'll get the option to add a second person to your party. I highly recommend choosing the class for your partner carefully. I didn't pay much attention the first time, and my adventuring buddy was virtually useless for the first 5 floors. Your partner also becomes important at the higher levels, when enemies tend to surround you at every turn. Between floors, you have the option to rest before carrying on. Make sure to do this so you can use ingredients before they turn rotten, and make sure to feed your traveling buddy. Yes, I'm saying that from experience. I'm sorry for not feeding you, Joshua. Cooking is the other big part of the gameplay, and there's honestly not much to it. You pick your recipe, or your ingredients, and bada bing, bada boom, you have food. I like that you can sort the dishes by ones that can be made with what you have on hand so you don't have to guess, but it's also nice that it has the option to experiment by just tossing stuff in the pot and seeing what works. You'll probably only eat meals made of rocks and grass for the first few floors. That's the motivation to fight the monsters and make sure to explore each floor fully, in my opinion. No one wants to eat dirt soup. The levels are pretty repetitive. Whenever your party is defeated, you'll start over again at floor 1. The floors are randomly generated, but they don't really change much. Some players might not enjoy this, especially if they're looking for a challenge. However, I found it kind of nice. The floors were just an obstacle meant to get ingredients to get to the real fun of cooking. If there's any real issue to call out in the game, it's the camera movement. It's not bad so much as it is annoying. You have to move the angle constantly. If you don't, you miss so much, and it's far easier to get turned around in the maze-like floors. Monster Menu, the Scavenger's Cookbook is not unlike your favorite comfort food, not exactly special, not exactly new, but comforting and enjoyable because you know what to expect. The gameplay is your typical explore dungeon, fight monster formula, but it's really just a way to get to the real goal of cooking weird stuff at your base camp. The camera can be a pain but never ruins the experience, especially if you're speed running the dungeon floors. All in all, This is one to put in the recipe box for safekeeping if you enjoy cooking games with a twist. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on popsara.com.